Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Given this is a special occasion and that we're recording our new music picks in person in the same room, which is not a regular occurrence, sadly. Hi, Jim and Patrick, fellow listeners, interns. It's Stephen Routledge here, calling in, well, with my new music picks, but I'm not calling in from Stirling in Scotland. I'm calling in from Falun in Sweden, in hanging out with my good friend, Mr. Niklas Nygaards.
Welcome to Stråtenbo.
It's great to be here, mate. Absolutely amazing to be here.
Fantastic to have you here, mate.
No, it's great, and depending on when this episode of New Music airs, people will have either already heard my road trip report of coming here, riding my motorcycle here with my dad, or they'll hear that at a future date.
Yeah.
right now, we can't tell what that's going to do. It's all in the hands of error code PF.
Yes. And we should note, we have Granville in the building, your dad.
Yes.
But he's taking a short nap.
He's just, we've tired him out this morning, and with all this riding over 1,000 miles across Europe to get here, so he's understandably a little puffed out because he's 79 years old, so he's just having a little snooze. So we thought, well, let's record our new music picks.
Yes.
Together, which...
And it would be rude of me to go before you, because you are the OG.
Well, that's
so you go first.
That's kind of to say, mate. Although, obviously, we do have to flag up, and I imagine when this missive lands at Rockin' the Suburbs Towers in DC, that Patrick's head is going to like sort of start smoke coming out the sides. Because is he going to have to do like a Jay-Z and the Beatles mashup of the two theme songs, like with the White Album and the Black Album, to make a Grey Album? You know, are we going to get a hybrid remix theme tune?
Very interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll leave that one for Patrick to ponder. He may need a couple of beers to help him through that one.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's go for it. Yeah. So my first pick. For this month, and we are talking, as it's June today, we're talking about May new music. I'm going to go with a song called Lonely Heart Pyramid Scheme, which is a great song title, I feel. It's from the album Sloth by the band called Rural France, which is a terrible, terrible band name, especially as they're not from rural France or indeed from France, but from the southeast of England. So... So putting aside the terrible band name, the music is very good. Their self-described mission is to be Pavement plays Teenage Fan Club.
Sounds right up your alley.
I can't think of anyone else in the community who might find that enjoyable. But anyway, there might be one or two out there. I don't know. But it takes the jangly guitars and melody of the Fannies, and it marries that with the left field indie weirdness of Pavement. So, that's my first pick.
I will listen carefully.
Yes, I think you might like it.
Lonely yeah, well, honey, don't we all look like you got a lot of clothes to wear and they're all too small? And I'm so glad you're on my team. This is the Lonely Heart Pyramid Scheme. If you've got baggage, we've got two hands free. Lonely Heart Pyramid Scheme. So glad you could come along. Well, you're brand new, happy with the lazy eye. Got caught up chicken shit. His wife takes him for granted, but he won't have it. And I'm so glad you're on my team. This is the Lonely Heart Pyramid Scheme. If you've got baggage, we've got two hands free. Lonely Heart Pyramid Scheme. So pass it round, share your name and why you're down. Take it fast or take it slow. How's it work? Well, now you know. We'll get things ironed out before it's too late. Too late, too late.
Right, I'll go for my first pick. And today I've got two picks, and they're both Swedish bands. The first one I have had on New Music episodes before. It's the band Terra, and if you like big choruses with Swedish lyrics, and who doesn't?
Well, exactly, who doesn't? No.
Yeah. Then this new album is for you, and it's very, do you say, aptly named Musik för alla. Would you understand that, Stephen? What Musik för alla?
Is it music for Allah?
Yeah, music for, well, not for Allah, but for
all.
Everybody.
Oh, for all. It's, oh, right, okay, yeah, yeah.
Music
yeah.
For all.
Oh, yeah, Allah's is in the, like, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Got it.
We have had some Swedish lessons earlier today.
Yes, yes.
You are improving. I'm very impressed.
I correctly identified what the lamp shopping was. And it wasn't just all the lights and lamps in the window that gave it away.
Well done. Anyways, the song from the album that is currently my favorite is track number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Uh-huh. And it's called Scum, Shame.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, dude!
interesting that there's a bit of translation going on in your, obviously being Swedish, because my, well, there's no lyrics in my next choice, but it's another new band to me, and they are Spanish from Madrid, and the album is called Ecos or Ecos, so it's not echoes as in repeating, it's ecos as in environment or ecology. And the name of the band, and you're going to need to brace yourself here, is called El Autor del Holocausto, which,
wow,
which I don't, I'm not a Spanish speaker, but I don't need Enrique Cruz to tell me that that means the altar of the Holocaust. So at this point, everyone's probably quaking in fear as to what awful sonic assault they're going to be subjected to. And it's not like that at all. You're expecting the darkest or blackest metal, and it's not. It's instrumental metal, but it's not shred. So it's not Steve Vai, which obviously I like as well. But it's not also other bands I've described in the past, are like a metal version of Mogwai. It's not quite that either. It's kind of somewhere in between.
Okay.
And but there's a contrast between the more quiet and reflective parts and sort of the heavier parts. It's all instrumental, so there's no vocals at all. But the difference between the two sort of sides of the band is kind of like one part is like having a siesta, and then when it all kicks off, it's like running with the bulls in Pamplona. You know, it's on one extreme, you know, nice and relaxed to getting hit in the face by a bull.
Well, hearing you describe this music makes me think that Sonny Varney would like this. Would you say that?
Possibly, yes. Yeah. It certainly doesn't have any sort of classic metal or rock vibes to it. It's kind of like a more of a post-rock influence onto the metal side of it. But it's definitely, it's heavy enough that it's metal. It's not. Yeah. It's not art rock or anything like that, you know.
Right.
But it's I really enjoyed this album. It's the title track is the one I'm picking, so it's Ecos from Ecos by De Alto, De Holocausto, and has an extremely incongruous album cover. If you look at the album cover, it's four swans. It's a painting of four swans flying in formation, which
cool.
You wouldn't expect an album title for a band called The Altar of the Holocaust to have that cover on it. You're expecting something a little bit more gory, potentially.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my second pick.
Right, on to my second pick and my final pick. It's a debut album from a local band called Ocracy. And I'm sitting here in my Ocracy t-shirt. I saw them back in December, and they're a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds. And they sound a lot like the sort of garage wave, rock wave back in the early 2000s. If Tim Hoffman is listening, they sound a lot like the early Mando Diao, who is also a local band that I turned on to Tim. The band name is probably an homage to Mando Diao, because Mando Diao has a has an album called Ode to Ocracy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that makes that seems quite explicit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So it sounds a bit like Mando Diao. It sounds a bit like The Strokes, and not as heavy as The Hives, but but still in that region.
Yeah.
If I had planned this as much as Stephen, I would have a song that I would say, this is the one to play. But I'm not sure. Patrick, you can pick one. Any song on the album and I'll be fine. It's a very fine debut.
More decisions for him.
Yeah, more decisions for Patrick.
More pressure for Patrick.
And I should say also they're on tour in Europe. They finish school now in a week's time, and then they go to Germany for a month or so. So they're really getting into it.
Yeah.
So Ocracy and Whatever Patrick Picked.
Well, that's good to hear that as well, mate. And, well, I thought, given this is a special occasion and that we're recording our new music picks in person in the same room, which is not a regular occurrence, sadly, but we need to make the most of it. So I thought it's time for return of the very occasional feature of Roger Grace Made Me Do It. And I'm going honourable mention.
Roger Grace.
live theme music. You got to play it as well, mate. And so, yeah, for my honourable mention, I'm going to... So Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts. I don't know if I've ever mentioned Neil Young on the podcast before.
Who's that?
I do quite like his music. He's had one or two albums.
All right.
Nothing that really of any note, but anyway. He's got a new live album with his current band, the Chrome Hearts, which features some sort of deeper cuts and newer stuff, but also has... an excellent, almost jazz-like version of Cortez the Killer on it. and again a slightly different vibe to the normal sort of Crazy Horse version of Like a Hurricane, but I'm not picking either of those because everyone is familiar with those couple of songs. It's for us, it's from, I'm gonna go with Be the Rain, which is from the Greendale concept album, which is one for more of the Neil heads amongst us. The casual Neil fan is probably not listening to Greendale, or live at Green, the live version of Greendale that's also out there. Obviously, I've got both of them clearly, but
really,
but yeah. So, Be the Rain, and Neil gets a, well, on the whole album, but he gets an absolutely filthy, disgusting guitar tone, and I mean that in the best possible way. So, yeah, Be the Rain is my honourable mention bonus pick. Well, I think that's us then, mate, isn't it?
I think so. I'm still to finish my tea. You've, as usual, just
I drink my tea hot, mate. I drink my tea hot. Iron pipes.
Yeah, you do.
I just need to remind folks to, well, make sure they keep rocking the suburbs
every day. Yeah, more decisions for Patrick.
More pressure for Patrick.